I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to a Puckle Pokey Quiz compilation. These are all segments from the Puckle Podcast, the other feed, where you can actually catch up on more recent Pokey Quizzes, but these are Pokey Quizzes from back in 2016. So keep in mind, all of this is just Gen 6 and prior, nothing Gen 7 and up. So hopefully you guys like it. So sit back and enjoy.
And welcome to Puckle's Pokemon Trivia. I already messed up the intro. This is going to be our new game show where we ask our co-host a bunch of Pokemon trivia, specifically 5 questions. And what we're going to do is we are going to keep score on how our hosts are doing throughout the year. And at the end of the year, the host with the most will get some sort of prize that has yet to be determined. So we are going to jump right on in. We have Scrawn and Ethan here, obviously, today. So they are going to be asked a series of 5 questions. They are allowed to answer them as a team. You are not allowed to use Google. We're going to jump right on in, though, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah, are we going to pretend that the prize isn't just going to be Jirachi?
It's not a Jirachi. It's not going to be a Jirachi. I was thinking more like a fruit basket, or at least like me promising you one.
You mean okay. You're not going to make my wish come true?
We'll figure out what the prize is.
Chocolate-covered strawberries, for sure.
Oh, you want chocolate? Okay, how about if Ethan wins at the end of the year, he gets chocolate-covered strawberries.
Sounds good.
Done.
I want chocolate-covered raspberries.
Okay, we can make something happen.
Chocolate-covered cherry berries from Pokemon.
All right, let's jump right on in, though, guys. I have our first question for you. I am also going to give you only 1 minute to answer these questions and discuss amongst yourself.
Okay.
So the first...
Oh, so we're on a team?
Yeah, you're on a team. You guys can...
Yeah. Okay.
You guys are on a team every week. It's just much easier than having you guys like try to answer them individually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here we go, then. Let me get my stopwatch up so we can go ahead and get this done the right way. So first question, this should be a pretty easy one. What is the largest Pokemon? This is by Pokedex height for future reference.
Okay, so like largest in mass or volume?
In height.
Height.
It should be easy, but it doesn't sound easy.
I think it's Wailord.
Going to say Groudon, but you're probably right.
I think Groudon is the heaviest, so that would be by mass, but by volume, yeah. Wailord is the largest. But if it's height, then it could just be a really tall Pokemon.
No. It's by Pokedex height. It's by Pokedex height. Like, whatever the Pokedex says.
Okay.
How big could Wailord be, though? Is Wailord bigger than Kyogre?
30 seconds, guys.
Yes.
Let's just say Wailord and get it done.
Okay, Wailord.
The answer is Wailord, so you got that one correct.
Nice.
Wailord is the largest Pokemon. I believe it's like 47 meters or something like that.
Wow.
Nice. It's big,
nice.
Big hunk of air.
That would never fit into a gym.
All right. So the next one, which I believe you guys could actually answer already. What is the heaviest Pokemon by Pokedex weight, obviously?
Groudon. You gave it away, Thatch.
Yeah, I did.
It's Groudon, then.
Primal Groudon.
That's the correct answer right there. Yes. Primal Groudon is the correct answer. Okay, so now they're going to get stepped up a little bit. I just wanted to warm you guys up, see if you guys can understand what's going on here. Now you're all going to probably really be really upset. So
bring the pain.
Oh, it's gonna happen. What is the Pokemon? What is a what is the highest level Pokemon? What Pokemon that is wild has the highest level?
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let's start where we can like think. I think Volcarona you can catch at level 70.
Can you?
Yeah. Maybe.
Aren't there aren't there a lot of legendaries that are 70? Isn't like. Hmm.
Maybe though. I know in Gen 5 there are like the Musketeer trio. Maybe I don't think so.
I think those are like 50 or something.
Yeah.
Let's just take a stab at. Wait, what is
You guys have 23 seconds.
Okay, let's keep thinking for a bit.
What about Kyurem? Like, isn't that's like 50 also though? I think.
Is there no level 100 Pokemon you can catch? Oh wait. If we're talking about Global Dream Link, then you can catch the one level 100 event Arceus in the Dream Forest.
That's our answer.
That Arceus. Is incorrect. The answer is actually Magikarp.
Oh.
You can actually catch Magikarp at level 100.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. You can catch level 100 Magikarps. Let me figure out. I meant to write this down beforehand, but you can definitely catch them at level 100. There's a particular place where you are allowed to catch them at level 100 in the games.
Okay, fair enough.
Why would you want to? I don't know, but it's possible. That's the whole point of trivia.
You can.
Okay, I am going to ask you question number 4. It's going to be a little bit rougher.
rougher than that? Okay.
What is the only fire type Pokemon that can learn Powder Snow?
Ooh. Okay, let's think. Oh. All right. Who is it? Oh, dual type or mono type?
This is a Pokemon 20 questions.
You're breaking my balls here. You're breaking my balls.
God. I don't even know.
Maybe we should insert some like lifelines, you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
Scrawn's like over here dying.
Just list off fire types and let's see if they sound right.
It's not. I'm going through them so quickly in my head. Magmortar, maybe? I don't. No, it's not Magmortar. It's a 3 evolution.
15 seconds.
Think single evolution Pokemon. More likely that way.
7
heat
seconds.
More? No, not heat more.
Time's up here, guys. Make your guess.
Heat more.
The answer is not heat more. The answer is sunny day cast form.
Oh, of course.
Oh that's god. Wow. Come on.
I feel like if we had another 3 hours, we would have gotten that.
All right, now
aesthetic register is like man.
Maybe I'll insert like a lifeline in this game next time where you guys can get a hint. We do have your last question here though. What Pokemon gains the most weaknesses upon evolution?
Oh.
Got it.
Oh. It might be. Oh wait, it could be Masquerain, but. Gains most weaknesses.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Is it something?
In 30 seconds. I'll give you guys a hint.
There's something that picks up a flying type, or
yeah, a flying type, or like a rock type.
All right, 30 seconds. Hint, because we're gonna institute a lifeline system next time. This Pokemon completely changes its type upon evolution.
I know this should be coming to mind. It just completely changed.
These are really hard trivia questions, Thatch. Oh my gosh.
I told you. I gave you fair warning, right? I'll give you another 30 seconds.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Because I think this is a fun piece of trivia.
Is it a normal to, like...
It's a normal to something else type.
Okay.
A normal? Oh, is it maybe Azurill?
Is that your final answer?
That was going to be my guess as well.
That's
Let's go to this.
Incorrect. The answer is actually Eevee, one of the balls in the Leafeon.
Oh.
When it evolves into Leafeon, it gains five new weaknesses, which is the most, I think it's four weaknesses it adds to its already fighting type.
Everyone's favorite evolution.
Everybody's favorite evolution, Leafeon, gains the most weaknesses when evolving from its pre-evolution Eevee.
You've won, Leafeon. You've won.
You guys have gotten two correct today, then. Maybe those questions were a little rough. We will adjust.
I like it, though.
Week.
I like how hard those are.
They were good questions.
I appreciate those.
They make you think. And so that's it today for Puckle's Pokemon Trivia. We are definitely going to have a better name for this next time. so you both have 2 points. You can like chalk that up on the board, whatever you guys need to do.
We're going to get destroyed by Whimsicott.
Maybe. I don't know if she could have answered these questions. Well, there we go. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, as you all know. And so Poke Quiz, this is a new segment to the show that we've added, started last week, and Scrawn and Ethan got 2 points last week, so they're sitting at two. They're on top of the leaderboard right now. But we have Dr. Shamu and the fluffiest Whimsicott, and they're here to try Puckle's Poke Quiz one more time. Wonderful. So here are the rules. I'm going to ask you both 5 questions. You are acting as a team to answer these questions. You'll team up with your points. Eventually, everybody will be on the show with different people, so you'll get different answers. Or you'll get different point amounts. And so, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 1 minute to answer them. You are allowed 1 Ask Thatch a hint lifeline for the entire game. So if you're really stuck on a question, you can ask me for a hint. And you'll get an additional minute along with that. All right. So we good? Also, no browsers, obviously. Do not look anything up. Use your own pokey knowledge. So we're about to make this real hard on you guys. So let's get started then. So our first question is, what is the Pokemon with the fewest base HP?
Oh, that's easy. Very easy, right, Shamu?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think we're both thinking the same one.
Yeah,
so.
We are.
Okay, what's your answer?
Shedinja,
you are 100% correct. I like I said before the show, there's a couple softballs just to get things warming up so you guys can figure out what you're doing. So our next one is, what is the lightest Pokemon? Now, there are 3 of these, actually.
Okay.
If you name all 3, you guys can get an extra bonus point.
Okay, Shamu, we all agree that 2 of them are Ghastly and Haunter, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the third one was.
The third one, I think, is Flabébé. Do you think it's Flabébé?
I'll agree with that, yeah.
Okay, right. You're correct.
All 3?
All 3 of them, Ghastly, Haunter, and Flabébé, all weigh 0.2 pounds or 0.1 kilograms. And they are the lightest Pokemon. You guys are like nailing it. I feel like Scrawn and Ethan are put to shame today with these answers.
I mean, they knew the heaviest Pokemon, so
that's
we're,
true.
We're there.
Isn't the heaviest one Groudon?
Primal Groudon.
It's Primal Groudon.
Oh, well.
All right. So let's move on then. So we have question number 3. This is when we start to crank up the heat. What legendary Pokemon doesn't learn Protect?
Okay.
Wow. I have no idea.
There's only one.
I'm going through all of them in my head right now.
Yeah, there's only one of them that doesn't learn Protect, and it's really surprising. I didn't realize that nothing could learn Protect.
I know 2 of them are out of the question automatically. That's Arceus and Mew. Those 2 don't.
They learn every TM.
Mewtwo does. The birds learn it.
It has to be a unique one, I'm guessing, because it wouldn't make sense for like Palkia not to learn it and for then Dialga to learn
I'm
it.
I'm thinking it's one of the little mythical Pokemon, but at the same time.
Are we counting mythical Pokemon as legendaries?
I would.
Like little pixie things too.
Yeah. All right. So mythical.
Well,
and
I have thought of a loophole to that, but I don't know if it's gonna count because there's one Pokemon we don't know.
Do you think it's Fiona?
No.
All right.
I'm gonna give you guys another 30 seconds.
All right.
What were you thinking, Shamu?
I'm not going to count the ones that haven't been released yet. I assume they're not in the picture.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to think in Hoopa. Probably not, but I don't know. That's the only one I can think of that would randomly not learn it, but I don't remember.
All right, 10 seconds. Lock in that answer.
Just say whatever you want, Shamu. I have no idea.
Let's go Hoopa. Screw it.
Hoopa, that is incorrect.
Yeah.
The answer is actually Regigigas.
Oh my god.
He does not learn. He does not learn protecting. It's probably so you can't wait out those five turns
those
for its slow start.
That came to mind, but I just thought like, no, it learned.
Right? Isn't that weird? It doesn't learn protect. Weird,
but it makes sense.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
That all right. Effect, though.
Yeah. All right. So you guys still have 3 points. You're like way ahead. You're winning now. But like, let's increase that lead. Okay. So question number four. We're not going to worry about legendary Pokemon now. What only non-legendary, genderless Pokemon can learn Attract?
It has... Okay, so it's non-legendary.
Yep.
It's genderless.
Oh, I know this. Oh, wait, you said non-legendary, didn't you?
Yeah, non-legendary.
Yeah, otherwise it would have been Mew.
It has to learn Attract, correct? It doesn't mean it has to learn it, not just be able to use it.
It needs to learn it, yeah.
Okay.
I think
no metronome nonsense.
Nothing ditto.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think I've heard of this one, but I can't recall it off the top of my head. It is
Electrode and Magneton both, I don't think, can learn it. They're both they're both genderless, I believe.
They are genderless. And do you think they can learn Attract?
I don't think they can. I'm saying they can't, so that's like two out of the picture. Mm.
No. Okay. I think
10
it
seconds.
Might have been
Not
oh,
to mention, you
oh,
still have
I
your
think,
hint.
Shamu, I think I remember this one, maybe.
Which one do you think it is?
Do you think it could be Rotom?
I don't know.
I need an answer.
I'm willing to risk it if we can't.
Do we want the hint, Shamu?
Yeah, let's take the hint.
Okay, so I'll give you a hint. It is a Gen 5 Pokemon.
Gen 5, okay. Golurk came to mind, but I don't think that's I can't remember if Klinkling has gender, like the whole like. You said a single Pokemon. You didn't say a line though.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's the only genderless Pokemon. There's only one.
Oh.
So what? What non-evolution? Like non-gender? I'm trying to think of what single Pokemon are non-genderless in that generation.
There are only a few, and I'm having a lot of trouble thinking about them. But
it's a forgettable one.
Of course, it is genderless Pokemon.
I'm trying to run through them all and I can't.
Shoot. I should
know. 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
It's not.
Do you guys have an answer now?
Stunfisk. Screw it.
It's not genderless.
I know it's not.
The answer is not Stunfisk. The answer is actually Cryogonal.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Cryogonal can learn Attract. And it is genderless. It is a snowflake.
I didn't remember it was genderless.
Maybe I should give better hints.
Yeah, that
would have. Maybe I should have said something like Ice type or something like that.
I don't know. Gen 5 was a pretty
that
big
was,
one.
That, yeah, because
I don't want to be like I didn't want to give it away.
Right. It was good as a hint.
All right, so we have question number 5. Your final question here today, guys. This you might be able to get this one. What is the move known by the most Pokemon, excluding Struggle?
I'm thinking Toxic right now. I don't know if that's right. It's like I'm thinking like Toxic, Protect.
Or Protect. Yeah, one of those, probably. I think remember...
I don't know.
Is there any Pokemon that cannot learn Toxic except for those like two Pokemon that cannot learn any TMs?
Yeah, I think so. I believe that's how it's going.
Because, like, I mean, we know that there is at least one Pokemon that can't learn Protect that we would have thought could learn Protect.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Toxic, though, right now.
I think you're right, because I remember Shitty Penguin joking about every Pokemon being able to poop at other Pokemon.
Is that your final answer, Toxic?
I'll say yes. Are you
all right. Yes.
You are incorrect.
Oh,
The answer is actually Hidden Power.
Oh,
Hidden Power is learned by more people than Protect.
I forgot that move existed.
And Hidden Power can be taught to everything that can learn TMs, except for
like
Wobbuffet, Why Not, Cricketot, Tynamo, and Spewpaw.
Magikarp learned it too?
Magikarp can't learn TMs.
So, yeah,
I said all Pokemon who can learn TMs, except Wobbuffet, Why Not, Cricketot, Tynamo, Spewpaw. So like Caterpie can't learn it. I mean, but Hidden Power is that move. Toxic can't be taught to a couple of Pokemon, you know what I mean?
And
so, like, you were on the right track. You were right on the right. You were almost there. I was really upset because I'm like, oh no, you don't settle on toxic. But you guys did better. You guys got 3 points today.
Thank goodness we remembered how tiny Flababy is.
So you guys got 3 points. So the standings currently are Whimsicott and Shamu in the lead with 3 points.
Yay.
Scrawn and Ethan in second place with 2 points. And everybody else with 0 points because they haven't played yet. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the game show where I ask our co-hosts 5 Pokemon trivia questions and they try to answer them for points. Right now, the leaderboard shows that Whimsicott and Shamu are in first place with 3 points. Scrawn and Ethan are in second place with 2 points. And everybody else has 0 points because we've only done it for 2 weeks. So, here are the rules. You guys get a minute to answer each question. There are 5 questions in no particular difficulty order. And, you also get 1 hint as well as 1 minute to answer the questions. And when you use the hint, we restart the timer. You guys get another minute to try to answer the question. All right. So are you guys ready?
Born ready. Yep.
All right. So here we go. Our first question is, what dark type move has or can have the highest base stat power?
I'm thinking right off the bat, I'm thinking foul play.
Yeah, I think you're right because it's multiplicative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, is that your final answer? This is really fast.
I'm going to say yes.
You are incorrect. The answer is fling using an iron ball.
What? How much base? I want to know how.
Base 130?
Oh.
Yep.
That's weird. Fling
is the answer.
Foul play is based on their attack stat, is it not?
Yeah, but the base power, I believe, is 50.
Oh.
So it's definitely a fling. Fling with iron ball, base 130.
Wow.
Huh.
So that's one. Okay.
Oh, well.
Our next question is, what Pokemon, you guys should be able to get this one very quickly. What Pokemon has the lowest base stat total?
What Pokemon?
Yeah, what Pokemon has the lowest base stat total?
Sunkern, isn't it?
I think that's.
You think so?
Yeah, sounds right.
Is that your final answer?
I'm fine with it.
All right. The answer is, in fact, Sunkern.
Woo!
So 1 point, guys. Doing good. Doing good.
Ding, ding.
All right. And so, well, you guys are doing well. This is really fast with you guys this week. So Sunkern has a base stat total of 180, which is the lowest of any Pokemon. Fun fact, though, if you do play with Sunkern in the Pokéethylon, it has the highest Pokéethylon stats.
Yeah.
In Gen 4.
That's
okay.
Funny.
So this one gets a little bit tougher. So Lairon, we're all aware of Lairon. Right?
Lairon.
The evolution of Aaron, right?
I like Lairon. Yeah.
He weighs 264.6 pounds. What Gen 1 rock type Pokemon weighs exactly the same?
Okay, so Gen 1 rock type that weighs that much.
Yeah.
And what was the weight again?
264.6 pounds.
So it's not I don't think it'd be Geodude. That's too heavy for that. Could be Graveler.
What else do we have? Is Onix deceptively small?
I want to think Gold. I just don't think it's. I think it's a bit too heavy.
I think it's probably closer to Graveler.
What I was thinking. But we've got Graveler. We've got the Golem line. We've got Onix. We've got the fossils. I don't know any more rock types. I can't think of any. My mind's
There's a few different rock types though.
10 seconds.
Worst comes to worst, if you run out of time, we'll just say Graveler. Oh. Do I just go Graveler?
Do
you want to go with something different? I don't. Honestly, we're just going
to. All right, we're going to need an answer.
Yes.
Kabutops.
The answer is not Kabutops. The answer is actually Rhydon.
I forgot Rhydon existed.
Rhydon weighs 264.6 pounds, just as much as Lairon. There are also other Pokemon that weigh that much, too. I believe Metang does as well.
What an odd weight.
Yeah, they like reuse weights a lot in Pokemon.
But what's the weight in like kilograms? Is it like a nice round number in kilograms?
It might be actually. I think 264 pounds in kilograms comes out to something really nice. I think it's gotta be somewhere around like 100 kilograms, I'd say. Let me find out. I'll give you that number here. In kilograms, it's 120 kilograms even.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
120 kilograms even. That makes sense.
Pretty number.
Yeah. All right. So you guys got one right so far. This next question, it has some bonus points. So there are two Pokemon that answer this question. If you answer both of them, you get the bonus point. So here we go. Which Pokemon have the lowest speed stat?
One of those is Shuckle. One of those I know it's Shuckle.
Well, and then I wonder if Sunkern, like,
I think Sunkern's fairly fast though. I think, like, even then there's something lower. It's probably got 30 at least. There's something lower than that. Pokemon has lower than that for sure.
There's gonna be
might be does this include Mega Pokemon?
No.
What
I was gonna say Mega.
I'm thinking Mega, there's gotta Mega. Be like a baby though, like you're thinking your Cleffas and your, I don't know. What's a slow Pokemon in general? So we know Shuckle for one. Like maybe
Chansey comes to mind, but I think it's still got like 25.
Slow. What about Slowpoke or like
higher?
Slowpoke or Snorlax or Munchlax or
Ferrothorn might be down there.
Maybe Munchlax.
I just can't remember.
When I was breeding those.
I think I like Munchlax. I think Munchlax might be there.
Because I remember
when I'm going to need an answer.
Okay, so Shuckle Munchlax?
You got that boat. You got both of them.
Yeah.
Shuckle and Munchlax both have a base stat of five in speed.
You know how I know that? Because I was sitting there when I was breeding that stupid Snorlax before I was able to get the... Because you can't breed fire IVs with the Ditto with it. Because one of them has to be holding the Laxin sense.
Are you trying to get self-destruct?
No, I was trying to get it to where it had the low speed stat for the IV. Because I was looking at tanky Snorlax, but I needed to have stockpile on it, which is why I was trying to breed with the Munchlax.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense.
Stockpile.
All right. So you guys are at 3 points right now. We're on our last question. This is actually a really fun one. I didn't know about this until I was looking through some trivia trying to find some good questions. And it's actually a really good one. What Pokemon type has been paired with every other Pokemon type? So, what Pokemon type has formed dual types with every other type?
So, should we use our hint here? Because the last question just.
Let's run through it for the minute, and then we can always just say hint.
Oh yeah, just at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have the extra time. It's not normal because there's no normal dragon.
Okay.
You know it's not dragon because there's no dragon fairy.
What about water?
Water? Water normal, water fire, but we have water, water steel, water, might be water. I'm trying to go through all of them. I think it might be water. So we have water ground, we have water rock, we have water fighting, we have water psychic, water poison. I think we have everything of that now. Because now we have Volcanion, which is water fire. So
yeah, I think that's left water
right there. I want to go with water.
Do we have a water bug? Yeah, we got water bugs.
Why don't you use a hint just to make sure?
Water grass. Is water grass a thing?
Ludicolo.
Ooh, water ice? Yeah, that's definitely a thing. Water Lapras. Poison?
Yep, Tentacruel.
Yeah, water sounds like the best candidate.
We've got steel, dark, bug, all of them. Dragon. Fairy now, too, because you have Azumarill.
Mm-hmm.
Zidurrow is our water normal.
We have water rocks with the fossil Pokemon. We have
fossils. Abastar, Kabutops.
Water electric with
Swampert. Lantern.
Yeah. Water fire with Volcanion, water normal with... What's water normal?
Vivarol. Oh, wait. Yeah, I need an answer. I've been listening to you guys because I think I had a poorly written question, but I think you're still right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with water.
I think water's correct, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
Yay, we did it.
You tricked me. Water's definitely correct. I think it's paired with literally everything. But the one that I was thinking of was actually flying.
Aha, gotcha, Thatch.
But you trivia'd me. So, flying type up until Gen 6 had not been paired with everything until you got Hawlucha. But water, I think,
and beat Togekiss.
Water did it too.
Well, it worked too that way too. Yeah.
It worked out really well.
Does that mean we're leading in points?
I think you guys got 3 points. You guys got 4 points today.
Yeah.
Shamu tops the leaderboard right now with 7 points. Gator's in second with four. Fluffiest is in third with three. Then you've got Scrawn and Ethan with 2 points. And then everybody else hasn't played yet. So
I totally nailed that Scrawn and Ethan trivia when I was playing along at home, by the way. That should be 5 more points for me.
You guys did pretty well, though. I'm really impressed with how well you guys did today. So
Next time, check your work, Thatch.
Yeah, no, I need to double check myself, apparently. Because, like, what I do is I go find some trivia and I write some questions up about it, but I did not realize that water also was paired with literally everything. So that's good to know. And welcome to Puckle's Pokey Gym, or Pokey Quiz. I apologize, I was reading the first question. I am your host, of course, Trainer Thatch, and here we are to play Puckle's Pokey Quiz. Pokey Quiz is a trivia game where the co-hosts get to answer 5 questions I asked them. I have fact checked them today, so they are correct. they get points based on that, and they total up, and at the end of the year, one of them will get a prize, whichever one gets the most points. So, of course, we are gonna ask these guys to not use their browsers. You, of course, do get one hint, and on top of that, you also get you get one hint, and you'll get an extra minute. And you also get 1 minute to answer every question.
Wait. So now we get a hint and a minute? What is going on?
Oh, wait, no. When you get the hint, you get an extra minute. I apologize for even if you don't need my hint or my hint is not useful, you can still at least get another minute from it.
So, what kind of points do we get when we come up with an answer that you didn't already have?
You get,
like we did last week with the water.
You get the same amount of points you would otherwise.
Oh, okay.
All right. And if you ask for more points, I will take them away. I giveth and taketh.
Will you only take away the points from the person who asked for them?
Yeah, I think so. All right. So let's go on. I've got a couple of softballs here for you guys. So our first question. What is the only Pokemon type not represented in a Pokemon gym?
Only Pokemon type not represented in a gym. So no, Elite Four doesn't count.
Elite Four does not count. They are not a Pokemon gym.
Maximus, can you think of any dark gyms?
No, not to my knowledge. Because I know there's psychic, there's fire, there's water, there's grass, there's normal, there's flying, there's psychic, there's dragon, there's fairy. There's poison with Koga.
Wait, who was a fairy gym?
Gym 6.
Oh, is Gen 6 there was a fairy gym? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's dark.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you are correct. There are no dark type gyms to date, and it's probably because it translates to the quote unquote evil type in Japanese. So why would you want an evil gym leader? You know what I mean?
Is evil gym leader with Giovanni?
Okay, but that's before dark type was a thing.
But it's not like they can't do it again.
Maybe. Yeah. It would be very interesting. It would be cool to see that.
Giovanni and Gen 7 confirmed. All right.
Wait, what about Fire Red and Leaf Green? He was in there.
He was not a dark type gym leader. He was a ground type. All right. So, question number 2, what is the shortest Pokémon according to the Pokédex? So, the smallest Pokédex height. There are 2 answers here. If you get both, you will in fact get both points.
Smallest by height?
I think yes. Isn't it Joltik and one other Pokemon?
I'm pretty sure you're right on Joltik, but what is the other one? Because Joltik's like itty bitty.
Yeah.
It's got to be another, like either bug or baby.
Mm-hmm. I was almost gonna say Flabébé, but I said that's probably not it.
30 seconds.
Flabébé actually sounds good, come to think of it, because it was itty-bitty.
So I know it's one of the lightest Pokemon, but...
I'd go with Flabébé, too, because, like, in Gen 6, it was itty-bitty when it was in all the AZ scenes. I'd go with Flabébé.
Okay.
So Joltik and Flabébé? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
The answers are, in fact, Joltik and Flabébé. So you guys are 2 for 2 right now.
So 3 points for us.
You guys are at 3 points right now. They are going to get significantly harder now.
come on, Thatch.
This is like a step function in difficulty. I haven't found a good gradient yet. All right. So question number 3. There are 2 answers for this. All you need is one of them to get it correct. There are no bonus points for this one. unfortunately.
Okay.
What moves that have different types currently were originally normal type moves in Gen 1? So these moves have types other than normal now, but in Gen 1 they were normal type. What are they?
Oh, you said in Gen 1.
Yeah. I will tell you as well that they are a flying and a fighting type move.
Gust.
You think Gust? That would make sense.
Gust was normal, then with the flying.
And then what would be the fighting be?
You only need one, you don't need both.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Maximus on it.
Gust is correct. The fighting type move was actually Karate Chop. It used to be a normal type move. Fun fact. So you guys have 4 points. You're 3 for 3. This is the best anybody's ever done in Puckle's Poker Quiz. Let's see if we can keep going.
All right, Puckle After Dark for the win. Let's go.
I mean, Gator's currently beating Shamu, right? This question is going to be much, much harder. What is the first Pokemon in the Pokedex to have another Pokemon's name as part of its own name? First Pokemon in the Pokedex to have another Pokemon's name as part of its own name.
First Pokemon to have a name.
So it has to have the whole first part of it has to have the whole name in its name?
Yeah, it'll have a whole Pokemon's name in its name.
In the Pokedex.
Absolutely.
The first one to have it?
Yeah.
Kadabra.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm going with.
Is that your final answer?
Maximus, can you think of a better one?
Yeah. Nope. That's first gen too.
Are you ready then? Is that
yes.
You're going with Kadabra? Mm-hmm. Okay, you are incorrect, unfortunately. The first Pokemon to have another Pokemon's name in the Pokedex is actually Pidgeotto. It has Pidgeot's name entirely in its name. Unfortunately, Kadabra is correct. But it's not the first one, unfortunately. But you guys came up with a good one. I like that answer.
I'm glad that we came up with one at all. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
So, okay. I was thinking like Virgin or something.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. So final question. This one I am going to warn you is in fact a doozy. Question number 5. How could you possibly poison a steel type Pokemon in Gen 2?
Oh, Twin Needle.
Whoa.
Okay. I'll go with Maximus.
I
ran a beat drill with that.
That's the correct answer.
Yes.
That's 5 points for you guys this week. That is the most anybody has ever done in Buckle's Poker Quiz.
Woo! Maximus and Gator Maximus, baby. Killing it.
I cannot believe you got that one. I thought you guys were going to be like legitimately stumped, but I'm like, that was like the hardest question, too. I'm just like, how would you poison that? And Maximus is just like, Twin Needle. Duh.
I was playing Gen 2 the other day.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. Oh my gosh. All right, Maximus. Well, and Gator, I guess, as well. You have 5 points. I think you add 4 to yours, Gator, right?
Yes, I'm at 9.
You're at 9. You are crushing everyone right now. As well as Maximus getting 5. Still crushing lots of people, actually.
Actually, that puts Maximus in at number 3, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's
Shamu's at 7. Yeah. I was at number 2 with 4, so.
Yeah. And so he's at number 3 right now.
Yes.
So that's nuts. All right. Well, that's it for Funko's Poker Quiz this week. We will be back. I will not be back next week. We will be back with Funko's Poker Quiz at some time in the near future. So tune in for that and see which of your hosts, favorite co-hosts make it to the top. Currently, apparently it's Gator.
yes.
All right.
See, and
then.
Fluffiest wanted to supplant me tonight. And take over the spot, but
that's
I was like,
true.
No, I gotta do it.
Gotta get the points. Gotta get the points.
Get them points.
Welcome to our new segment, Puckle Pokey Quiz, Whimsicott's favorite segment of the show. This day to the... No, it's not gonna be my favorite, because I don't get to play! I get to be the gracious host of the game. I have prepared 5 perfectly doable and answerable trivia questions for my co-hosts, and I will now present it to them. Are you guys ready?
I was born ready. I'd like to remind the audience that I am kicking tail, in this game because our other co-hosts have not stepped it up and decided to hop into hosting duty. So that means Gator gets to win.
That is indeed.
Just throwing it out there.
Gator is leading the ranks of the gamers with 9 points, followed by Shamu with 7 and Maximus with 5. Bo is still unranked, so Bo, this is your chance to get some points and get back into the game.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's get some win. Right. It just means Gator's going to get further ahead the more points I get, but I'm going for all 6.
Well, there will be one day when Gator is not on the show and you are, and that will be your chance to catch up to him.
Well, one day, Gator. You better hope that day I am sleepy. And or...
Bring it. Bring it.
All right. To be honest, I think all we have established so far is that Gator and Maximus should never be on an episode together, otherwise none of us will ever have a chance to catch up to them again. Okay, you guys ready? I'm going to read the first question to you.
Okay.
As of Generation 6, what Pokemon type is the rarest? Note that there are 2 answers to this question. If you say them both right, you get a bonus point.
Well, I want to say that one is probably Fairy.
I don't know. Fairy's kind of popular.
It is, and they did rehash some old Pokemon, but it's still just so new that I want to say that it's Fairy, but it also seems kind of obvious. My other choice is Electric, because there just like aren't a whole lot of Electric types.
I think we'd be closer with like ice types because I remember we discussed this on an episode the other day.
Yeah, when you were so going over which type had been paired with every other combination, I remember that one.
Yeah, we were talking about that. So I feel like ice types are. Are we counting dual types in this, Fluffiest?
Well, yes.
Yeah, of course, anything that's got the type. But we know for sure it's not flying or water because that was they're the most.
Friendly reminder, you have about 10 seconds and you can get a hint and an extra minute on one of the 5 questions if you want.
Okay. Well, do you want to just give an answer, Gator?
I feel like ice is one and steel is the other.
I'll go with that. He's the
Those
reigning
are
champ.
Your 2 answers?
Yes.
You get 1 point. Because ice is indeed one of the rarest types, but it's not tied with steel, it's tied with ghost.
Ghost.
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't see that one. Okay.
Next question. Let me mark down that you both got 1 point. The next question
I'll take
is,
one. I'll take half of his, actually.
It's Vosifus's first point! Whee!
I'm on the board!
And in the meantime, Gator rides into the double digits.
Yes!
way to take my win there.
Sorry, it had to be done.
Yeah, it's fine. No.
Question number 2. What is the only bug-type Pokemon that evolves through friendship?
Friendship? What? Okay. Going through some bug types. It's not Gen 1. It's not Gen 2. I don't think it's Gen 3. What bug types were there? There was Wurmple. It's not Wurmple. Not Surskit. Not, bug types. Fourth gen, they like
Scyther.
To do some... Oh, is it, would it be, no, that's grass. Dang it. I was thinking Cherubi, not Scyther. No,
Is it Shedinja?
No, he evolves at level
20. It only evolves at level 20. Yeah, with an extra space.
Dang, I just don't know all the bug types off the top of my head. It's not Excelgor or Shelmet. It's not... Oh, would it be Leavanny? Buggrass? I don't know if that's level or not.
Only a few seconds left.
Do you want to give us... do you want to do the hint on this one, Bo?
This is one of the easy questions, though. No, well, maybe...
answer. What is it gonna be?
I'm gonna say Leavanny.
And you get the point. It is the correct answer.
Yes!
Very good.
Yes!
Good job. I thought you guys
good
would
pulling
not
that
get
one out,
there,
Bo.
But
yeah. Bo, for sure, I was gonna drop the ball, but
what is that one? That one's Swadloon, isn't it? Swadloon
it is
the
Swadloon into Leavanny. Very good job.
Okay. This is a lot harder, because like, I know all the Pokemon if I see them, but if I don't see them, I don't know that I know all the Pokemon. Yeah,
think about it. Yeah, that's why it's so tricky.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if I just had my little Pokedex on my phone, because I use that daily just to look up info, but... Yeah.
Huh. Friendly reminder to our listeners, the co-hosts are not allowed to use Google or the internet while they play this game, so...
Yeah, we're confirming our love to the franchise. How well have you memorized everything about Pokemon, the game?
I mean...
Which is... And it's harder to answer the questions under pressure. So because you're sitting here and you're like...
Exactly.
what's every bug type out of the 721 Pokemon that there are?
And which one did you spend time evolving by friendship out of all of those Pokemon?
Right, because I don't know bug types at all.
All right, Fluffius, lay it on us.
Impressed. Let's move on to question number 3. What is the first ice-type Pokemon in the National Pokédex?
Oh, I think it's Seal. I'm going through them in my head. I'm pretty sure that it's Seal.
You think it's Seal? Okay, hold on. So...
Because... I'm thinking of numbers, and I know that I think Gengar was 95, and then Cloyster and Shellder are right before that, and I know Seal and Dugong come before in the Pokedex before Shellder and Cloyster. Like
I'm trying to remember the Pokemon song in my head.
Wait, are you thinking the Poke Rap?
Yeah, but that's not helping me. I used to have it memorized. What is it? I feel like Seal is close, but I don't. Oh,
10 seconds, guys.
If I shit, Dodrio,
Dodrio,
Dodrio, Seal. Yeah, it's got to be Seal.
Is that your final answer?
I think it's Seal.
Or no, Dugong.
No, Seal's before Seal. Dugong.
Yeah, but Seal's a water type. Dugong's an ice type.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive. Okay. Dugong.
Dugong.
And Gator saves the day.
Woo! Good for Gator. I did not actually know that Seal was only water. Learned something new.
Very good job, Gator. Good job.
Because I was thinking about that because I was building the team with it. Oh, God. Okay. With the save on that one.
With a Dugong?
Yes, Dugong. It's not Seal. It's Dugong.
It's number 87.
87. So I was right about the numbers.
You were right about the evolutionary line, but indeed, Seal is just water.
But yeah, Seal is just water. Okay. I was just like, am I close to the Pokedex number? And you said 89, right? So I was like,
yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's close.
All right. These next two questions may be slightly more difficult, but you guys are on a roll. I think you can get them all. Question number 4. What is the only Pokemon with a base stat total of 700 that is not a Mega Evolution?
Ooh, it's got to be a Legendary.
It has to be.
And it's not a Mega.
Or Slaking, for whatever reason. I'm thinking. I know he has crazy... Seems crazy. I don't know. It's not... I want to say, no, Mewtwo was 680, right?
Yes.
And then he got bumped to 720. And then Rayquaza, who was stronger than Mewtwo before X and Y? That's the only thing I...
Because you're dealing with stuff with, like, Kyurem. Wait, Kyurem?
But Kyurem has two different forms that add to its stat total. Am I wrong? Because I don't know.
But it's not a Mega.
Yeah, but they're not Megas. But I'm saying, would it be... Oh, but they're still the same Pokemon, just because they're just different forms. I was thinking, like, which is it? Kyurem, Black, or White? Let's go with it. Why not? Kyurem.
Amazing! Another correct answer!
Woo! Yeah, that's the tricky part, though.
You guys are killing it.
Because she said Mega Evolutions. That's why it was throwing me off. But it's like, that's not a Mega Evolution. That's just a form.
A form change. Right.
Because both black and white have higher base stats than regular base Kyurem. I run a spoilers for the Summer League. I run a Kyurem Black, so
nice. And that's a part that, like, I wouldn't have thought of because I'm like, well, they're different Pokemon, but they're not. They're the same Pokemon. They're just different forms. So that's a good teamwork there.
All right, good job, Bo.
Extremely good job.
Internet high five.
All right.
Can you guys get the full score? Can you answer question number 5?
Well, we missed Ghost, so.
Yeah.
But you still got the answer. You got eyes, right? So you
technically
answered every question in the game so far. You just missed the bonus point. You still have a hint available, and with it, the extra minute. So,
all right.
You want to use that this time, Gator?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and use it.
Before you even ask the question, we'll use the lifeline.
Well, you probably do. All right, then. So I will just give you the hint right along with the question. The question is, what is the only way to obtain the item called Polka Dot Bow? And the hint is that you can only get this item in a Generation 2 game.
Polka Dot Bow?
Yeah.
I think, Gator, hear me out. I think Snubbull has a chance to hold it in the wild.
Pokemon.
That's my only... I don't think there was a distribution outside of Japan, which, I mean, I don't think Whimsicott would necessarily ask us a question that we didn't
What? Wait. Polka Dot, but was it... Wasn't that the Jigglypuff item?
I thought it was a Snubbull item.
No. What gen did you say?
She said Gen 2. That's the hint, is it's only attainable in Gen 2.
I think that's got to be Jigglypuff then. Because that's when the... So I remember you traded over to like Gold and Crystal or whatever.
You didn't get it in Stadium, did you?
No, I think it's Jigglypuff.
This is hard because I think it's Snubbull. You have the better track record.
Bye. You have another minute to find the answer.
Well, I think we've narrowed it down to 2.
I just don't remember if that's exactly what it was called, but I know you got something with a Jigglypuff and it was something polka dot.
Well, if you have that much that you like know, I'm more confident than mine. Mine's just more like I think I remember that being a thing, but yeah, I'll go with your confidence than my guess.
So you're ready to give me an answer?
How does Jigglypuff get it? Does it get it in the wild or
I think it just has it when you trade it over. Because I remember when I was transferring the Pokédex over.
Oh, because some Pokemon hold items when you bring them up from the old. Okay, so bring up a Jigglypuff. Okay. I think that's our answer.
I think that's what, and it boosts like normal type attack. I think is what it was.
Okay,
guys.
Okay,
you have gotten the first unplan of the Pokemon Puckle quiz.
Good what?
Bye.
Yeah, Bo. Internet high five. Internet high five. I'm double high fiving the
internet
computer
high
right
10,
now,
buddy. Oh well, no, yeah, I have a sprained wrist. Internet high five.
I am so pissed right now that I should have got Ghost. I wanted a perfect score.
Guys,
I'm
gonna... this was an amazing job anyway. And with this, Gator rises to the absolute top once more with 14 points. Shamu is still closely following him with 7 points, but Pooh has entered right onto the podium. He's tied for 3rd place with Maximus with 5 points.
Oh, man. I didn't realize I passed, so I passed up like Ethan and Scrawn and...
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, and you.
I should have gone for the harder questions.
That adds icing to the...
No.
What were you saying, Gator?
I was going to say, no, don't ask any harder questions because that was like at the limits of my Pokemon knowledge right there. I'm sitting there racking my brain. I'm like, Polka Dot Bow? Where have I seen that before? Yeah.
I honestly didn't think that you guys could get all of them, but you did. I am amazed. Good job.
Out of curiosity, what was the incredibly difficult question that you had?
Okay, I will ask you this bonus question, but you're going to get no points because, I have to catch up to you guys someday.
Bonus? Can we re-get the bonus point we missed?
No.
All right.
But you get the satisfaction.
But this one's for bragging rights if we get it.
Hmm?
All right, let's do this.
Okay, the extra hard question was, what is the only HM that is found in the same place in all Generation 5 games?
What?
I told you it was hard.
Did anybody actually play those games?
I did.
Gen, like, black 2, white 2?
In all of them, there is one HM, and only one, that is found in the same place in all the Generation 5 games. All four of them.
Makes me want to say... I want to say either, it's like, cut or water.
I think Dive was in Andela Town both times, wasn't it?
Could you use Dive in Black and White?
I'm pretty sure you used Dive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think you got them from the same guy.
Yeah, and it was post-game that you got it, I think.
Yeah, so you can go exploring.
I only played that game, each of those games, one time.
That would have been your answer?
I think Dive, yeah.
Yeah, it's in that rich town.
I guess it wasn't that hard after all.
No.
That was the correct answer.
Go team!
Man, I tried not to be too hard on you guys, but I totally underestimated you. You probably can answer questions I can never even think of. This is it.
No,
guys.
That was.
I'm hanging my tree sure luck. And this is it.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.